The sound of this industrial sewing machine fills the air at the United Aryan Limited Textiles factory on the outskirts of Nairobi. Workers here are busy trying to make production deadlines. Established 13 years ago, the company employs approximately 10,000 people, earning an average income of $150 a month. Most of its business is in exports. Each month, it sends goods worth $100 million to clients in the United States. United Aryan has benefited from the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, a U.S. trade program that provides duty-free import of certain products from sub-Saharan Africa. But that all may change, with the program set to expire in September. Pankaj Bedi, the founder and chairman of United Aryan Limited, says his company would face serious consequences if AGOA is not renewed.
Oh, it will be a disaster. We all have been lobbying, pushing, doing whatever we can. In fact, government now is very proactive. Even Kenya government has been, you know, following through. If it is not there, then we are not there. Simple. We'll lose all the jobs. There will be social security, all kind of disasters happening.
According to the Bloomberg survey of 57 countries, Kenya's projected 6% growth rate this year would see it join China, India, Philippines, and Indonesia as the only economies enjoying 5% growth or higher. However, unemployment in Kenya remains high, and 40% of Kenyans live below the poverty line. Losing the trade agreement could make the situation worse. Financial analyst Ali Khan Sachu says AGOA adds jobs and revenues to Kenya's economy.
There's been an explosion in what is called the EPZ, Export Processing Zones, where the government has assisted companies who are predominantly exporting textiles, pretty major, and has had a dynamic, positive economic impact in Kenya.
In the past, Kenya has struggled to attain strong economic growth due to political unrest, periodic droughts, and attacks blamed on terrorists. The business community believes fast growth can continue if AGOA continues as well. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.